This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting imprint on the Southern Arizona creative ecosystem. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today we hear from Luck Salway, muralist and owner of Arrowhead Inc. In this segment, Luck shares the story of Rufus, a design which is featured on his very first mural titled You Are on Autumn Land, EST, BC. This mural is located on 6th Avenue and Toole in Tucson, Arizona. We learn how stories of the past presented themselves in the present and what that meant to Luck as an artist.
When we had the pandemic and we had to get locked in, I finished this design I was working on, which is it's a man in the maze, shaped like the Wildcat at the U of A. And so I finished that, and I released it. I wasn't really thinking, oh, this is gonna make me a lot of money. I was just like, I wanted to complete it and see how it looked, and it came out really cool. I was really proud and happy that I made this design, which I ended up going out and selling masks during the pandemic. I had a seamstress. I got a bunch of material together and just printed Man in the Maze and then my Wildcat Maze. And I went out and I started selling. Some guy, a jewelry maker, he sells really expensive jewelry. He started telling me I was disrespecting the maze.
Okay.
And so he was just really throwing shade at me, and so I was trying to like shake it off and, you know, whatever. So I ended up actually looking up the U of A's mascot history.
Okay.
So when I looked it up, it actually had mascot history right there. I went up and checked it out, and it's pretty interesting. It talks about how from in 1915 to 1959, the U of A used an actual live bobcat, and mm-hmm. It was Rufus. And Rufus was captured by an army blacksmith and sold to some freshmen to the U of A for $9.41.
Mm-hmm.
And these are probably some privileged kids. Obviously, they just come back to the U of A and they're like, yeah, this is our mascot. And everybody agrees, okay, yeah, this is our mascot. So they start training this animal, this wild animal. They cage him up. They try to train him some tricks. And within the first year of them having Rufus, he was trying to jump from one tree to another, apparently, and he missed, and he ended up hanging himself and killing himself.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And I found out that day, so I was like, whoa, this is very interesting. He's kind of got a similar story to like natives. You know, he was made a mascot, he was captured by the army, he was put somewhere he didn't want to be. So I was like paying homage to Rufus by name, because he's an indigenous to these lands too, you know. So
right.
I paid homage to Rufus, and I named my maze after Rufus. And anyway, I went on with that day. The next day, I didn't even realize it. I had read that story like at 10 something that night, and so the next day I was like, oh, I'm gonna read that story again about Rufus. And when I reread it, I realized the day that I named Rufus was the day that the real Rufus died, like 105 years to the day, which is April 17th.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like, I don't know, I felt like it was like confirmation from the universe that it was like, I wasn't being disrespectful to the maze. And that's what I got from it anyway, because, you know, I don't know. It just felt like that. So I never felt any weirdness about that after that. Plus, when I would show it to my people, everybody else would bring a smile. Even the elders, they would like smile and say, oh yeah, that's neat. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's good medicine. I feel like if it makes people happy, then that's good medicine.
This has been Artist Stories. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.